Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, are you already thinking about that cold Midwest winter and wanting to get away for a warm weather vacation? We tell you why it'll be good for your mental health and how to keep yourself safe and healthy physically when you're a stranger in a strange land. Plus, September is Healthy Aging Month. The senior in your life might be asking, do I really need to keep exercising? And if I do, what's the best way to do it? Well, it's obvious, but it's worth looking into. Vacations can improve your mental health. OSF behavioral health provider Victor Mendoza says vacations break up routines and can induce better sleep, mood, and productivity. Those benefits can last for up to 6 weeks after you return. Mendoza suggests choosing a destination with special meaning to you, but don't get hung up on a detailed itinerary.
Some people like to stay active. They like to catch up on exercise. Some other people are just tired of being going, and they just want to sit down on a beach and do nothing. That is okay.
What about staycations where you stay close to home? Those are fine too, Mendoza says. Try some parks or museums, or just check some things off the personal to-do list. Mendoza adds to plan vacations well in advance to make sure your work and personal obligations are taken care of. But when you do leave town, log off. Don't take work calls unless it's an emergency. You can aim for 2 big vacations a year, Mendoza suggests winter and summer, with smaller breaks like a weekend trip in between. When you do take those trips, the last thing you want is to catch a serious illness halfway across the world. Jennifer Whitfill, a family nurse practitioner at OSF, has a checklist. It starts with seeing your primary care provider before the trip. This can address lingering health issues and ensure you're up to date on vaccines. Then swing by the pharmacy to stock up on the essential over-the-counter medications.
It's important to kind of be prepared with over-the-counter things like Tylenol, ibuprofen, anti-allergy medicines like Claritin, Zyrtec, Benadryl. Dramamine's a good one for motion sickness and or nausea. Some people actually reach out to their providers if they're going on like cruise ships. They do have a prescription called a scopolamine patch that you can put behind your ear that's good for 3 days and helps offset that motion sickness. Eye drops are good if you know you have seasonal allergies or just to have on hand, just basically the over-the-counter kind of saline or pat a day for allergies. Creams like hydrocortisone cream and triple antibiotic ointment, those are also good to have in hand.
You can also take a supplement like vitamin C, vitamin D, or zinc before the trip to boost your immune system. Talk to your provider about which supplement is right for you. For outdoor trips, pack a first aid kit, sunscreen, and bug spray. If you're flying, check the TSA website to see the rules about liquids and creams on a plane. The CDC website can also tell you which parts of the world are experiencing illness outbreaks. Other tips include to research your locale.
If you have a known medical condition, is to make sure you have your medications all on a list wrote out with your dosages. Also have your healthcare provider's information on that same page. So in case something happens, they know how to get a hold of the provider to ask questions. Also investigating where there is the closest healthcare facility, whether it's a hospital or an urgent care, in case you need to get a hold of somebody quickly.
This is especially important, for example, for people with a heart condition who might need complex care quickly. In crowded areas like airports, practice good hygiene.
Good hand hygiene is a huge thing. If you are immunocompromised or worried about getting something, you can also, of course, always mask to have a portable mask with you. Just making sure that you, like I was saying before, kind of boost your immune system. That's probably one of the biggest things that you can do, and trying to keep your distance as much as possible.
If you're crossing time zones, adjust your sleep a few days prior. For example, if you're going to California, your body will want to fall asleep at its usual time, but in California time, it'll be earlier. So go to bed and wake up a few hours later each day for a few days prior to the trip to get adjusted. Well, with age comes physical limitations, but doctors want you to try your best to stay active and reap the benefits, notably a reduced risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, cancer, and Alzheimer's. Dr. John Rinker is an internal medicine physician at OSF who's taken an interest in longevity. He says you should talk to your provider about an exercise plan. But generally, the American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 70 minutes of vigorous exercise each week, spread out over several days. A brisk walk would be moderate exercise, while running, swimming, or biking would be vigorous.
And most of that type of training is at a higher interval, meaning you're going to get breathing really hard for 3 to 5 minutes, and you're going to sustain a pace that's rather difficult for you. And then you're going to rest and let that heart rate come back down. And then after the same rest period, you're going to go back to doing a hard exercise. So what that looks like would be 3 minutes of high intense activity, 3 minutes of rest, 3 minutes of activity, and so forth for about 4 or 5 rounds. That kind of back and forth to the heart rate really helps to train how well your heart can pump blood to muscles. And that's a really good marker of how well conditioned you are.
AHA also recommends 2 days of strength training per week. Aim for 30 minutes a day. This could be lifting weights or using resistance bands.
It doesn't take a lot. As you age, it's actually minimal to just tension a muscle enough so that you can maintain muscle mass. We really find that patients who are able to maintain more of their muscle mass year after year as they age are going to do much better in terms of those health span and lifespan issues or their mortality. And so the goal isn't I need to make everyone big and huge and a bodybuilder. The goal is how do we decrease the rate of decline as we age?
And whether you're young or old, the advice about pushing yourself is the same. If exercise brings you pain, stop, rest, and consider switching things up. For example, if the treadmill brings you back or leg pain, try swimming. The bottom line for everyone, get moving. That's healthcare news you can use. I'm Tim Dittman for OSF Healthcare. You can get a podcast of these programs at WITYradio.com. And you can get more on OSF Healthcare at osfhealthcare.org.